This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parsha Sreya, we have the Parsha of the Mesis, someone who seduces another to serve Avodah Zarah. And the Psukim discuss, what if the Mesis, the seducer, was a relative? Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha, v'loi sachmael, v'loi sechasa alav. Do not have mercy on him. Ki harag targenu yadcha tiyabai barishai na lahamisai. You should bring about his death. Your hand should be first to kill him. Presumably this means the one who was seduced, the Musas, needs to come and testify in Bezdin. But Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, how can you have a case of a Musas, someone who was seduced by a relative, but the one who is seduced has to testify, and isn't he disqualified to testify about his relative? And even if there are another two witnesses, he is not the Baal Din, so he is a third witness, and in that case, we should apply the principle, Nimtza Echa Mehem Karoiv Apostle, if one of the witnesses, even if he's not needed, even if you have another two, is found to be a relative, then the whole testimony is thrown out. So Rav Gifter in the Pirkei Torah offers the following possibility. He cites the Ramban. The Ramban says, V'loi sachmal al ha-kurva ha-niskeres. It's talking to the Musas, the one who is seduced, and it's saying, do not have mercy on the above-mentioned relation. V'loi techas alav, don't cover over, mehoid alav bevezin, from testifying in Bezin. The implication of this Ramban is that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, a relative cannot testify, here there is a Gezeiras HaKasav, that since there is a situation of Mesis, even by a Karoiv, one in this area of Torah is allowed to testify even against a relative. Although, says Rav Gifter, this would be a big chiddush, it would answer the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Unless what the Ramban means is that the relative has to come to Bezdin, report to Bezdin, and in the course of his report, Bezdin will try to ascertain if there were witnesses, but it doesn't mean he actually testifies, even though the language of the Ramban is V'loi techase olav mehoir olav bevezdin, which simply means that the relative himself is testifying in Bezdin. So this would be quite a chiddush, that when it comes to the inyan of Mesis, one would be able to testify against their own relative. This is Rav Gifter's approach to answer the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Wishing everyone a terrific Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.